This is my first time here in Kamuting Gospel Center, although I was here when the foundation was laid, when everything was still unstable. And it's so good to see this place so well built now and having believers here. Now, I had the intention earlier to repeat what I gave at Taiping Gospel Hall. But then I noticed that a number of you came from there. So I think I decided not to give 100% of what was said there, but to modify the message. And as I was driving here with Eugene talking to me, one year I was listening to what he was trying to tell me, and the other year trying to listen to what the Lord would tell me, so that I can give you a fresh message, so that those who come here will not have a repeated message. But still, it is based on what was said earlier. So I will stammer here and there, but you excuse me because the message just was delivered to me by the Lord as we went on. So let me start by turning you to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. I'm still going to talk to you about Peter. I'm always very fascinated with Peter. His character, his actions, his spontaneity, his heroism, and so on. I'm always fascinated with Peter. And I think the Lord Jesus Christ himself was also fascinated with Peter. And Mark chapter 16, I love these words that the Lord Jesus said about Peter after he rose again from the dead. Not after he said, but rather what the angel at his grave said after he had risen from the dead. Chapter 16 and verse 7. For connection, perhaps we shall read verse 5. And entering into the sepulchre, the women, of course, saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were amazed. And he said unto them, Be not amazed, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way and tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There you shall see him as he said unto you. Stop there. Verse 7. You know, throughout my years as a Christian, not only as an individual Christian, but also as a Christian servant of the Lord, these two words, and Peter, sank very deeply into my mind and my life. And Peter, go and tell all the disciples, or go and tell the brethren, go and tell his disciples, and Peter. Peter was singled out for a very special purpose, showing the personal relationship between God, between the Lord and Peter. And I'm wondering whether today, I'm wondering just whether if anything happens, any news that is spread out, whether he will say, and Kim Cheng, and so-and-so, go and tell, and so-and-so, and mentioning your name in particular. Now this is very, very special. Go and tell the disciples and Peter. Would not it have been sufficed just to say, go and tell the disciples, finished? But no, and Peter. Why was Peter so special unto the Lord? Well, let's look back perhaps for the foundation of that relationship between Peter and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. And I start by giving you a very simple outline which just came to me while I was driving in the car. And you'll start with Peter's faith. Peter's faith. Chapter 16 and verse 13. When Jesus came into the borders of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some of you say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But who say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now this is what made Peter so special to the Lord Jesus Christ. What do the others say? Some say they are some say you are Elijah. Some say you are John the Baptist. Some say you are so and so and so and so and so and so on. The Lord was not happy with that. And the Lord specially singled out, "But Peter, whom do you say that I am?" And Peter rose up to the challenge. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Now that's fantastic. That kind of faith. Now, I wonder whether any of us here had that experience where at some time in the past, in our contact with our relationship, in our contact with the Lord Jesus Christ, in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, have we or can we remember a time and an occasion when we have been challenged? "Whom do you say that I am?" And we say, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. True, thou hast been my Savior. Thou shalt be Lord of all." Whether this answer has ever come to us when challenged by the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a relationship of a personal one where you do not group yourself with other people and join with other people and say what other people say without any personal sincerity. But this is a personal conviction, a personal faith. God the Christ, the Son of the living God, giving profession to the confession. If you confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, thou shalt be saved. And so we find here the very personal faith of Peter that I'm sure impressed the Lord Jesus Christ. So impressed by the Lord that the Lord said, "Right, Peter, this is the very foundation of your faith. You have given all those who will follow later on, who will believe in me later on, this foundation." And the Lord said in verse 18, "I say unto thee, thou art Peter. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." This was the foundation. That confession of personal faith, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," is the foundation not only of its own personal faith, but of all those who will come and who will also confess, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." The church has its foundation in that. So, the faith of Peter. And that's why Peter was so special to the Lord Jesus Christ. And I trust that everyone sitting here this morning will be able to claim also that you have had this foundation in the Lord. And the Lord has this foundation in you, that you confess Him as Jesus, the Son of the living God. Well, that's his faith. Now let's look perhaps now at Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14. His faith, now we go on to his fervency. Now we have to beware that when we profess faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that when we say, you know, we trust in Him and He is the very object of our faith, that we should all the time realize that this relationship is not because of us, but because of Him holding on to us. Now the mistake Peter made was he thought he was the one who was the one clinging on to Jesus. But actually it's the Lord clinging on to him. So the second point I'd like to bring up is his fervency. His fervency. Look at verse chapter 14 of Mark and verse 27. Jesus said unto them, "All you shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto him, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. His fervency. Now, the Lord somehow expected Peter would fall. He said in verse 28, after I'm raised up, I will go before you into Galilee. And that's where we have our text. Go, tell the brethren and Peter, I will see you in Galilee. And here, before that happened, the Lord Jesus had already expected him to be in Galilee to see his disciples, to prove that he was alive. And Peter rose up to his egoisticness. He bragged like a cock, like a rooster, and he said, though all will scatter, according to the prophecy that the Lord Jesus Christ quoted in Zechariah chapter 13, though all be scattered, yet will not I. I will not desert you, I will be true to you, yet will not I. Please note those words. This morning he pointed out how important those words are in the various forms. He was saying, yet will not I. He was saying, I will never. He was saying, to all others deny you, I will never do so. His fervency was there. He trusted in his fervency. And this is a case, a situation I think all of us must be aware of. Those of us who are serving the Lord, you know, very often we serve the Lord and we are very fervent, and sometimes we do not even realize that others may not be as fervent as ourselves, and we look down upon them and we despise them, and we think we are the only ones who can do the work for the Lord. We are ever so fervent. I. And that's what happened to Peter. He was so cocksure of his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was so cocksure that he would stand up to all things. But he did not realize that he was not up against himself only, because that is self-egoism. He was up against the devil. Now, perhaps keeping your finger here, we may look at Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. Luke 22 and verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Now, this is something that we must be aware of. Those of us who are serving the Lord, who are fervent, who are so-called faithful, let us be aware of this. That we are not only fighting against ourselves, I, but we are also fighting against the devil. And that's why we read, and Peter himself confessed when he wrote the epistle to Peter, 1 Peter 5, 7, that the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And that's what it's all about. The devil is always up to get at us. And therefore, the Lord said, the devil is trying to get you. Why? Because the Lord had said earlier, soon I shall go, be killed, and 3 days later I will rise again from the dead. And all of you will get scattered. No. I will not be scattered. I will not desert you. I will not deny you. I will be with you. Peter, you realize that you are not having a battle only with yourself. You are having a battle with the devil. And the Lord says, look, Peter, the devil would like to have you, but I prayed for you that you will be faithful. And this is good news that we need to learn, that we are constantly in our battle with the devil. The devil will pull us down. It says that in Revelation, the devil is the accuser of the brethren, ever standing, like in the days of Job, accusing God's saints, accusing God's people that they are not worthy to be in the Lord's presence, accusing them. And just as on the one hand we have the devil as the accuser, so we have on the other hand 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1, the Lord Jesus Christ as our advocate. One hand, the devil points his finger at us. The other, the Lord stands to defend us. How great. So, as we go on in our Christian life, let us remember this, that we are not only doing a battle with ourselves, that we may be true to the Lord, that we may not deny the Lord, but also we have a battle with the devil. But just as we had the battle with the devil, that we can stand, take comfort from the thought that the Lord is our advocate and He will fight for us. And just as He accuses us of all the wrong things that we should be punished for in the sight of God, there is also the Lord on His right hand being our advocate, defending us. So, beware of fervency. Fervent, to be a servant for the Lord is very good, but don't let fervency overtake us and then we suffer from egotism and as a result we fall. Okay, so that is fervency. Now let's go back and look at Peter. So Peter, he was faithful, he was fervent, but fervent in the wrong sense. And unfortunately, because he was fervent in the wrong sense, he fell. And that leads us to the third point, his failure. Chapter 14 of Mark, where he was faced with denying the Lord Jesus Christ, his downfall. Chapter 14, verse 66, Peter was beneath in the court there, cometh one of the maids of the high priest, and when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked up on him and said, "And thou also was with Jesus of Nazareth." But he denied, saying, "I know not, neither I understand." Now, Peter definitely had a good testimony. You were with Jesus. I saw you. You were with Jesus. Now, if someone in our office, someone at the place of work can testify, "Yes, you are a Christian. I see you among going to church," we should be very proud. But no, Peter was not. Why was he not? Because if he said that he was with Jesus and Jesus was being accused, Jesus would be condemned, then he would get into trouble. No. I was not with Jesus. I do not understand what you mean. And how often, sometimes, in the place of work where we are, in the group that we are, we pretend we do not know Jesus. We pretend what they are talking about. I don't know what they are talking about. We pretend. We are not being real to ourselves. We are not being real to the Lord. So we need to be careful about that. Okay, so you know the story. I won't take too much time here. Three times he denied the Lord Jesus Christ. Three times he denied the Lord Jesus Christ. So that led to his downfall. His downfall. He fell. And the Lord Jesus Christ, because he was denied, partly because all the disciples forsook him, in spite of the fact that they confessed with Peter that they would never forsake the Lord. The time came in Matthew 26, they fled and they forsook the Lord. So their failure and downfall. Now, what about after that? The Lord Jesus Christ died. He rose again. And we read the angel telling the women, "Go and tell the disciples and Peter." All right. The restoration. Let's look at the restoration. John chapter 21, verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon, "Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou more than these?" He saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He said unto him, "Feed my lambs." Now, as I said this morning, three times Peter denied the Lord. Three times Peter was made to confess that he would no more deny the Lord after that experience, but now he will be with the Lord. Three times, Peter, lovest thou me more than this? And I pointed out to you how the Lord used those words that we don't see in our English Bible, but only in the Greek, where the Lord said, agapeo, thou me. The first two times, agapeo, thou me. Agapeo is the word used for God so loved the world. Agape. God so loved the world. And do you love me as God loved me? Are you? Peter realized that he could never do that because he had denied the Lord Jesus Christ. How could he say, yes, I love you because you have loved me as much? I am my beloved is mine. Can he say that? He cannot, because he denied the Lord Jesus Christ. How could he? So he said, Lord, thou knowest that I love you. I phileo you. Phileo is a word that shows a love between friends, a fondness, somebody fond of. I love you because you love me back. Not I love you because you don't deserve my love, but I still deserve you, agapeo. Peter could not use the same word Jesus used. And the Lord was very gracious. The Lord condescended, and the Lord said the third time, Peter, phileo me. He came down. He condescended to the level of Peter and said, do you love me? Do you love me? Even as a friend, never mind, I'm prepared to take you as a friend. John chapter 15, we find that the Lord Jesus Christ told his disciples, you are now my friend. And so Peter was taken in as a friend. And Peter realized that the Lord had condescended to pick him up again. Peter, when you are converted, feed my lambs. And so the commission came. Feed my lambs. Shepherd my sheep. Feed my lambs. Peter was given this word. Feed the lambs. Shepherd the sheep. Lambs would speak of the young Christians who would become Christians later on. Sheep would be the older ones. For the young ones, they must be fed. For the older ones, they must be shepherded. And in our gathering like this morning, we have got sheep, we have got lambs, we have got sheep. Lambs, those who have just trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, they must be fed with the word. They must be fed. Older ones who have been here for years, perhaps, walking with the Lord, but perhaps like Peter, who have gone back a bit, backslided a bit. Remember this, no matter how far you have backslidden, the Lord's word still be, and Peter, he still calls you back. And it is the duty of the leaders to shepherd the flock. But those who have left, to shepherd them and to bring them back. And so Peter was given this commission to love and to care. Lovest thou me more than this? Love. And to care. Feed my lambs, shepherd my sheep. And lastly, we feel the faithfulness of Peter, his faithfulness, so that he remembered the words of the Lord. When thou art converted, feed my lambs. And so we read in 1 Peter chapter 5, he wrote to the elders and of the assembly of the church, and he said in chapter 5 verse 1, 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 1, the elders who are among you I exhort. Not please. The elders who are among you I exhort, who am also an elder. No more did he say, the elders among you I exhort, I who is above you. No. Who am also among you. Here was the great contrast between his pride and his humility now. I am among you only. And that's how the shepherd should be, to be example to the flock, to be to humble, and to be with the sheep. And so we find the elders who are among you are exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock. There he was. He was told to feed the flock, and now he says to them, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight of it, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but with a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Oh, how beautiful those words. Go and tell the brethren and Peter. And Peter was told, and Peter rejoiced that he was revived, and Peter was restored, Peter was renewed, and with his renewal, he went back and he revived the church, and he said to the elders, you who are the elders, I'm just one of you, to feed the sheep. Do not be lords over them. Take care of the sheep. Be thou an example. Do it as unto the Lord, not for money's sake, not for anything else, but for the Lord. Be faithful to Him. May the Lord bless us here this morning. Yes, as I share with you this small, short little word, and trust that what we have learned about Peter may also suffice us. And may I just end with this, that I tell you, I speak to you this morning, I do not know the names of everyone, but let me tell you this, that as I speak the words, the Lord may use these very words, and He would say, and Peter, and your name. Perhaps you will be the one He's speaking to this morning. Thank you.